now time for a very eternally connected edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where you play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend, which games to simply pass on by. I'm joined by the man who just shoots ice everywhere for some odd reason because he thinks that will stop fire, even though fire melts ice. Basher.
I don't know how chemistry works at all. I failed in high school multiple times.
Yeah, I failed. Yeah, I was in my progress for the second time of failing it, and I just quit school. that's how I solved that problem. You can't fail me if I'm not.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Right. That's essentially what I did. Yeah, and not too far off. So, and now I work in a school. So, how does that work? I am Corey. I am joined by Basher. We are here to talk about Eternal Strands. This is on Game Pass. This is Game Pass or Pass. And did you know that you can let us know what you want to talk about on Game Pass or Pass? 574-651-9256. But before all that, let's talk about the details for Eternal Strands. Fight epic towering creatures while blending magical abilities with an arsenal of powerful weapons to keep the world from crumbling in this third-person action-adventure game. Eternal Strands is the debut fantasy action-adventure title from Yellow Brick Games, a new independent studio founded by industry veterans. At the heart of Eternal Strands beats a revolutionary new system for gameplay interactions. Heat spreads, cold chills, and real-time destruction allows for unprecedented reactivity in combat. Hurl burning tree trunks at enemies with telekinetic, snap nearby trees to block opposing fire, or channel raw telekinetic force to rip boulders from the ground. This is actually a really long intro, so I'm just going to kind of cut this out a little bit and say, explore the wilds, the capital city of Deveron, and the secrets beneath as every surface is climbable. Magical abilities can create bridges, burn barriers, or launch Brynn across the world. The next generation physics system encourages and rewards players' creativity in exploration as much as combat. As the Enclave's secrets unfold, return to the base camp to consult with a rich cast of characters. Each are keen to discover the mysteries of what happened to this lost bastion of power and knowledge. A realm of mystery, opportunity, danger, and wonder, the Enclave awaits. This is available on Xbox Series X and S and on PC. Let's see here. On Xbox Series X and S, you're going to get... I actually played this on both, so I'll talk about it. You're going to get 1080p 60, barely. And you're going to get, it looks like, 1440p 60. Possibly unlocked frame rate if you're running VRR. And we got a how long to beat of 18 hours. Main and extras of 24. Completion is 44. What am I forgetting? That's nothing. That's it. Eternal Strands. Let's talk about it.
I think I told you to play this game because I wasn't comfortable going to this game alone.
I had heard about it, but I did not know it was a third person action game. I thought it was like an old school turn based game. I don't know how I mixed that up, but I did. So that was like when you told me about this, I was like, ooh, fine. But then you're like, no, it's not that. I was like, oh, well, okay then. So then I.
No, this is a straight action adventure game. I think you play as I forget her name, but a young lady who is a part Brynn. Of the magic guild or people. And it starts off essentially you trying to find the home of the magicians because they walled themselves off. So in order to get there, you have to explore your way through various tundras and plains. And I instantly got that feeling and you nailed the game, that Kingdoms of Amalur vibe, that Darksiders like kind of vibe, where it's just kind of like aesthetically it's sort of milquetoast. Like it's bright, it pops, but at the same time it's that generic popping and toasting of kind of graphic fidelity.
Yeah, and it's so. The big thing about Yellow Brick Games is that it grains. That's, I just pictured like somebody like having grains and they're anyways. It's the Dragon Age guy from what I understand, and some Ubisoft people. But the big thing was is it's the Dragon Age guy, the one that people like, Dragon Age Origins, and I know Dragon Age 2 is kind of here and there. But the whole thing was is like he left to do this, and this is the first game. I don't like Dragon Age, so like I was already sort of at it a disadvantage, but. I actually liked Kingdoms of Amalur. So, like,
Well, this isn't like Dragon Age at all.
It's not. Yeah. So like, I was very like, this game was just, it was, it's, I thought it wasn't a mystery to me, but then when I started playing it, it was, and you told me to play it and your initial reactions were just kind of like, I don't know about this one. And so I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to check this out. So yeah. And like my, that was my first impression, was just like, this is like Kingdoms of Amalur, but like, if Kingdoms of Amalur was Breath of the Wild,
right,
that's the best way that I can, right, that I can put it. And like, this is one of those games where we went through a phase where, what's that? Phoenix Rising.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other game I thought, yeah, of. I think I mentioned to you.
Yeah. Like that game very clearly wears its Breath of the Wild on,
absolutely,
its sleeve, you know, like, but this one does it even more so. And I don't know why.
See, I can really like, Phoenix Rising. I thought it was a fine game.
It's better than this.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
Yeah, like I mean, even the plot, the settings, the characters, I thought were a lot more engaging than here. It seems like they took every part of every game I've ever played and then gave it a meh for effort. Like everything's just shy of okay or decent, and it's all thrown together in one game. And when you say it has some people from Ubisoft making it, I can definitely feel that. I don't feel any of the Dragon Age Origin vibe, though. I mean, even the setting isn't that. It's very lighthearted. Like they don't Disney joke around at all, but at the same time, the writing isn't very mature, if you will. It's not very dark. It's still very video gamey, you know, like it's still very run-of-the-mill action adventure video game dialogue. Is the performances aren't great like they were in Dragon Age Origins. So like I get a whole lot of Breath of the Wild vibe, a whole lot of Ubisoft vibe, but almost none of that Dragon Age vibe.
Yeah, and that's sort of the, I don't, this has been happening a lot probably the past, like, what, I don't know, probably almost a decade now that I think about it. Like, there was a time where it was during the 360, or at the end of the 360 generation going into Xbox One, where, like, there was a lot of like, hubbub about, like, well, what are video games going to be? And there was a lot of these companies that, like, you know, Naughty Dog went through this too. Like Naughty Dog went through a big transition by losing Amy Henning, and BioWare lost, I can't remember their names, Casey Hudson. And so like it's, they all left. And this was supposed to be the initiative as well. Like the initiative was Microsoft's like Naughty Dog. Like we're going to get these industry veterans. We're going to do all these things. Like we're going to bring all these ideas together. And like, we're going to create like the super dev team. And this is essentially what this was supposed to be. Like this was the creative director of Dragon Age, Dragon Age 2, and Inquisition. And then you had, I don't know any of their names, I'm sorry. But one of them was a senior producer on Assassin's Creed. And then like, it was like, oh, this is like, you love Assassin's Creed, you love Dragon Age, what if we made a game together? And it's like, but that didn't happen. Like, and that's what happens with a lot of these, like we're the team that's going to make the game that you wanted to have. And then when those games come out, a lot of times we're just like, eh, like I can't remember any of these. This has been happening and happening, and the initiative fell apart. Like that whole thing never happened. Like they're just now getting to Perfect Dark, which is still probably a couple years away. And like Naughty Dog went through their transition and all that. And BioWare is still going through their transition. And so if this is what we can expect from these teams, I'm pretty bored with it, because it ends up being like a game that's like dated. It feels dated. And that's the best thing I can say about Eternal Strand, is like, it's okay, but it feels extremely dated. It feels like a game that came out in 2016 and not in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, well said, honestly. Like, I mean, I guess we can get deep into the combat here, because that's where most of the positivity is for me. You have your, what, three abilities, I believe, your ice, fire, and telekinesis. And as you joked about earlier, the whole idea of ice and fire working together isn't as base. It doesn't make as much sense as you think it would, to the point where it's the first 15, 20 minutes is fun freezing enemies and then hitting them and building up all this ice damage and freezing them into a block of ice. But at the same time, the game wants you to play with these mechanics and do all these different combinations of things to take out your enemies, when really you just do the same basic thing over and over again. When you find what works for you, and what works for everyone is going to be just block them up in ice. And if you're on a, if you're anywhere near a cliff or a ledge, just telekinesis them off a ledge. It's never as engaging as they think it is or want it to be. The most engaging it gets is during the larger scale boss fights, where sort of the play there is you want to telekinesis things off of the ground, because everything is almost everything in environments destructible, you know, like which is cool. And you can pick those things up. You want to use those things to damage enemies. So like there's big colossal enemies where you throw stuff at them to break the armor. You break the armor off, and then you expose the weak spot. It's very Zelda-like in that sense, and I like that. I like that on paper. And I liked it the first time I did it. I hated it the third time I did it, and that's right. That goes with any of the combat. The first time I did it, big fan. Like it was cool. It's like every other game you've played before, and it does it pretty well. But then after that second, third hour, pretty well just doesn't cut it, especially when you know you have another 20 plus hours to go.
Yeah, I don't even think I would say it's when I first started playing it. The magic system, like at first I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, cause like you freeze like one of the, what are they, the flying enemies? I can't remember the name, what they call them now. A Drake, I think. And like you freeze it and like it kind of staples it to the ground. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, like, all right, that's kind of neat. And then you kind of go on and then you start fighting these wolf like creatures and then you fight the archers and all that. And the thing that drives me crazy is like when you freeze them, then you can't really do anything. Like, because if you go up to it, it starts hurting you because it's cold. Like, and I'm like, okay. So then like I start hitting it with my sword and it's like, oh, okay. Like this is a very redundant way to like, you know, there's more to it than that. Like you can sort of combine these systems, but I don't think I ever had fun with this game. And that's my biggest thing, is that it doesn't feel great. Like it has that sort of floaty feel that Breath of the Wild has, but it doesn't have that. Everything feels like it's light. Whereas at least in Breath of the Wild, I cannot stand like the climbing and all that, which this is literally has the system ripped out of Breath of the Wild of like, you got a stamina bar and you climb up this thing and et cetera, et cetera. I still feel like there was some weight. And while I don't like breakable weapons and stuff, it felt like there was weight to that game whenever you went into a battle. And this just feels like a very, very old school PS2, like third person hack and stuff.
Absolutely.
There's no weight to, there's no weight to any of the enemies. There's no weight to the weapons. You get a bow, you can get a two-handed weapon, but it's, I don't want to say it's useless, but it just leaves you open way too often. And then you start fighting the freaking like invisible chameleon things. Those suck. Like it's just not fun. Like you're constantly getting hit from an enemy. So it's like, okay, I'm going to freeze this guy. And so you end up picking like one or two things that kind of work for you.
That's it.
And you can start start experimenting and like, okay, what if I take it and throw this guy? But sometimes when you like throw him, it just doesn't hurt him. Like I thought it was kind of funny that they're pushing, hey, like this is a revolutionary system. I'm like, no, it's not. Really not.
Nope, not
it's
a little
really,
bit.
Really not. Like, yeah, like Control did this years ago and did it better, honestly. Like, there's nothing remarkable about it. And the more I played it, the more I kind of hated it. And it's just not fun. It's got the Ubisoft thing of there's all these different areas that you're going to go into, and each one has its own set of missions and stuff. But you kind of just end up going back and forth. You kind of go to town and you go through these cutscenes like, okay, hey, now go here. Okay, I'm going to go here. And then it's like, okay, but this place is frozen. So let's get you some fire. It's like, okay, I got the fire. Now what do I do? Yep. Okay. And it's I don't even really like Breath of the Wild, but it's Breath of the Wild if it wasn't fun. And that's saying a lot, because I don't like Breath of the Wild, but I get why people do. And this is one where I don't get why anybody would enjoy it. I hate being that mean to a game, but like, I don't think there's anything redeeming about this game at all.
Yeah, and that's why before I made my opinion clear to you, I asked you to play it. I asked you to pick it up because I'm like, right. That's where I was getting to. I was definitely headed that direction. I just felt like, why do I dislike my time with this game so much right now? Like, it's not doing anything terribly wrong. It doesn't extremely fail anywhere, but at the same time, it's such a meh across the board. Like, literally everything is mid. The combat's mid, the story's mid, the characters are mid, and this, if the game was terrible, that'd be one thing. There's still some feeling or even weird enjoyment out of something being terrible. I always say the worst thing a game can be for me is boring, and this is the most boring game I've played in quite some time.
Yeah, and they're like, and you talked about how you can climb the, you know, like, they're basically, I call them colossi. They reminded me a lot more of Shadow of the Colossus than anything. And there's kind of like a big bad in each area that you go to, and you fight them all the same way though.
Yeah,
like there is no real. You know, there's no real strategy to it. Like, you climb on them, they've got these like weak points, I guess you could call them, to kind of get under the armor. And then when you get under the armor, you have to hit their body. You know, it's got a big Zelda Breath of the Wild style health bar at the top. But like, you just kind of climb it, you keep whacking it, and that's not a bad. The game, like it's trying to telegraph. So when you're climbing the colossi or whatever, like, your stamina is going down, but also they'll do this thing where they'll do a little dance basically, and they'll try to throw you off. But the game, like, it doesn't telegraph it well. And it's to the point to where it tells you when to hang on. Like, it's like, press Y to hang on or whatever. It's like, I don't remember the term it uses. And it's like, okay. But then they can also just like grab you and just like crush you. And they all do the same thing. Some of them will maybe crush you a little bit differently, or like the jig that they'll do is a little bit different, but it's the same thing that you're doing every single time. You're climbing up, you're finding the weak spot, you're taking your sword, you're hitting it, and that's it. And so, and then you go back to town, you take all your stuff, and it's like, all right, I'm going to upgrade, but you're not really doing anything. You're just finding stuff on the ground, you're taking it back, and that literally to upgrade your magic and sort of your base is like, hey, take the items that you don't want and break them down, and we're going to make your base better. And so you don't even really look at what you have half the time. You're just like, what do I have the most of that I can break down so that way I can do this faster? And so there's no treadmill of progression on it. There's nothing here.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, even the going back to town part, it just becomes tedious because the upgraded system is, they try to simplify it in a way where you're not too worried about item resource management, which absolutely fine, like positive for me, but they oversimplified it to the point where going back to town was a chore. Just let me do that on the go, because going back to town to upgrade anything, I think that's when I turned it off. Like when I got enough resources, I went back to town, I upgraded my shield, and I'm like, I'm done. I got back here. I'm just like, there's literally nothing else to do.
And this comes back to where I think we are on the cusp of this revolution, or not revolution, or evolution, or whatever. Of, I think not only are developers tired of trying to invest in open world, and live as service and all that stuff, like, gamers are kind of over it too. And this is a game that feels like it's stuck in that era, but it's not even like a good one of those. Like, as much as I don't like Assassin's Creed now, like, I still put 30 to 40 hours in Valhalla because I'm dumb. But there's a loop there that's still good. You know, like, there's a core synergy there that's good. And this doesn't know what it wants to be. It kind of wants to be Monster Hunter a little bit. It kind of wants to be Breath of the Wild. It kind of wants to be, not Dragon Age, what's the other one? Immortals Fenyx Rising. But, like, it doesn't nail any of them. And that, like you, I was like, after, like, 4 or 5 hours, I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm not doing anything different from mission to mission. Like, the areas look a little bit different, but that's about it. I guess that's the one redeeming thing is, like, I actually thought it looked pretty good. I like the way that the characters look. I like the way that the armor looks. Like, it's... it's not going to blow your mind, and it's very much a Fortnite style of...
That's what I don't like about it. It's that Fortnite style. Yeah, that's what it was. That's a good way to put it, because I didn't even like... It's not that I hated the way it looks. I don't think it looks terrible. It's just a matter of looking at it. I think I described it to you as like developer's first action RPG. Like, they all look like this. Like, they all have this sort of cel-shady, almost anime-like vibe to it. And it's like, either go full hog or you don't. Like, what are we doing here? Either go full Jet Set Radio or go Dragon Age Origins. Like, what's this... weird middle ground thing developers keep pushing out. Like, it all looks the same, like, to the point where I don't know if you put up a random screenshot of this Phoenix Rising and the dozens of other games that look like this, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference of which one's which.
Well, and if this didn't have the loot system, which honestly feels completely pointless, like,
it's padding.
This is where Darksiders actually, like, got me, is like, that is a Zelda game through and through. Like, it is 100% a Zelda game, but it also isn't trying to, like, there's this trend of trying to do what Nintendo does sometimes, or what Sony's doing, but we're gonna put our own spin on it, you know, like what the heck was the name of that the Dead Space guy, I can never remember his name, Schofield, and he did the Callisto Protocol, and like, that game was Dead Space with like that melee system tacked onto it, and it's like, instead of just like making the thing, they're trying to take all the other things and make it like, oh, it's got everything in it. And like, we're on the cusp of that no longer happening. And we were talking about this where PS2 games, we were talking about Onimusha, and it's like, how about you just give me three weapons and I can just upgrade those weapons?
Done.
Like, what is the benefit of me having to go back to town every other freaking, you know, 20 minutes to drop off my gear to upgrade my weapon so that way the number goes up? Like, there's no real incentive. Like, yeah, you can build new stuff. It's like, oh, you get top magic or top fire, you know, fire resistance or whatever. It's like, okay, fine. So, like, there might be an instance to where I use this one thing. But that was my problem with Breath of the Wild, was like, okay, like, I get this armor to use it in the cold because it's cold. But then I never do anything with it ever again. Like, why can't I just explore the game? And that's where Darksiders 1, the original one, was great, was because it wasn't trying to be anything but a Zelda clone. Like, it was a very good Zelda clone. It didn't try... You could maybe argue that they tried to do a little bit more heavier on the combat side, but it was good. Like, it did not try to be a thousand other things. And this is a game that stuck, like, hey, we started this in 2020 when every game was trying to be everything, and we never stopped trying to do that. So then it ends up just being, you know, kind of bland everywhere. I think some people might, like, I don't want to say, like, there's almost a charm to, like, the way that it looks and, like, the way that the story's presented. It's presented in sort of stills, but the voice acting is strong. Like, if I had to point to one thing, it's like, I think the characters and the voice acting are strong. And the game does get better as it goes on, like, as you get more magic and stuff like that. But it goes from underwhelming to just mid, you know, and there's some synergies there, but not really. It's kind of annoying more than anything. It feels half-baked. Half-baked is the way I would describe this, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely undercooked. There's just a lot of parts about this game that just don't come together. And it's like you said, they try so many different things, and it would have been a lot better if they just did the one or two things, you know? Like, maybe make it all ice. Like, don't worry about all this other stuff. Just make it all ice powers and just focus on that. Or less characters and make it a solo adventure and make it more streamlined, less open world, like, or whatever you need to do. But I think this game was, in my opinion, was kind of doomed from the beginning, because they had the whiteboard out and they said, what do you want to do with this game? And someone just said, let's do everything. It's like, or we can just do a couple of things. And it feels so ambitious when you're playing it. It wants to feel so ambitious, but when you're playing it, it feels like it's been made by a very small team, which it probably was. And I think small teams should really focus on smaller aspirations when it comes to these, because video games is hard work. It takes a lot of stuff to, it takes a lot to make a Grand Theft Auto, you know, like it takes millions of dollars and millions of people. I get it. But if you're just a, if you're just a mom and pop shop, like, let's not try to compete with the biggest open world game out there. Let's just do a few things really niche, really well.
I'm not trying to like harp, you know, on this game that much, but it's the one part that really kind of struck me as well was they're only selling it for $40, and that just seems like the fact that you're trying to do all the things and only charge $40, like that almost seems like you're trying to like that's the sell of the game. Like, okay, yeah, but it's only $40. You know, like, oh yeah, it doesn't do anything amazing, but, and it does all these things, but it's only $40. So therefore you're going to have a good, you know, it's 40. What do you expect for $40? It's like, yeah, I expect something not to, you know, like give me a solid, whatever, hack and slash beat 'em up versus this catch all of everything, you know, for $40 kind of thing. And that was just a weird choice to me. But, and again, it comes down to this. I look at something like, you know, Larian and Baldur's Gate 3. Like,
Jeez.
That might be. Yeah, like that might be one of the only success stories from like, hey, like we're a team that used to do XYZ and we're going to go and do that. But how long did it take them? Like it took them like what, 6-7 years to finally do that correctly? And they're just now like putting the final patch out. Like,
I mean, so, arguably, like I think they've been nailing it for quite a long time. And this is easily the blockbuster success. I think they've been doing a lot of good, better than good work. For Baldur's Gate. But Baldur's Gate is definitely their big success, which I agree with. And that's the one people really like point to and say, see, it works. It's like, but to your point though, they were wrecking at it for quite a long time and they made a bunch of smaller games until they got to this big one. You know, like
plus they put it out in early access like what, 2 years before it actually came out. So like, and that's not, I'm not saying that like that's a bad thing. I'm just like, but look at the steps that they had to go, and it's like This is that conversation. This is not really just to do with this game. This is a bigger conversation that's probably for a spinoff episode or whatever. But it's just this idea of just like the idea behind these studios or the idea behind some of these games doesn't. Sometimes you need a publisher. Sometimes you need somebody to be like, okay, where's this going? And this game just feels like there was nobody. There was no cutting room floor. There was nothing. It was just like, put it all in. Like I'm the guy that did this. Let's put, and this is hyperbolic. I'm sure this didn't happen, but that's just how it feels. It just feels like they, a little bit of everything, everybody brought in their potluck of video game talents, but none of them were, you know, home runs by any means. So, and I don't want to keep beating up on this game, but
I mean, and that's exactly why I reached out to you before while I was playing it. Cause I'm just like, I don't want to beat up. I say just like that. I don't want to beat up on this game like this. I don't think, because there are games, there are terrible games that come out and have clearly bad intentions, if you will. Like, you know, if you play like a Ubisoft game, you're like, you know what you're getting into. Like, you know what they're trying to get out of you. Same with an EA game, if you will. This doesn't seem like a group of developers who are inadequate or don't know what they're doing. It seems like a group of developers who tried to bite off more than they could chew.
Yeah, or I don't even bite off more than they can chew, but are just not, they don't understand the landscape of gaming right now. Like the jack of all trades, master of none, like people are over it.
Yeah.
Like it's the same thing with battle royales. Like people are just over battle royales. Like they've picked the one that they want and it's Fortnite and that's it. Like that's what people are playing. So you can't make a new game. Or do something a lot better, you know, like just something. And yeah, like there's the biggest thing about this game is like, I can't really point to one thing. It's like, this is why it's terrible. It's all okay at best. But what I can say is that it runs like trash.
Jeez.
Like you're like, I have a 4090 and this game does not look good enough to run as poorly as it does. Like also like the settings are extremely strange. Like if I'm running DLSS quality, I get worse performance than I do on DLSS ultra quality, which also I don't know the difference between ultra quality and quality, and neither does the internet entirely. So I don't know what that means, but also it's a 4090. I should be able to run this game at like 5,000 frames a second. It does not look that great to require that much power. And even like, Jesus Christ, I'm looking at the requirements, and where they recommend is a 3070 and a RX 6800. And it's like, you would not have a good experience on that hardware. Like if I'm running a 4090 and I can't max this game out, like I had to use DLSS just to get it to a playable frame rate. So maybe it's just a setup that I have or something like that. It does not run great, but I don't think it's that because I played this on the Series X and it's okay. It looks decent, but the Series S version is straight busted. Like looks terrible. And for whatever reason, whenever the frame rate starts doing its thing, like you get like a weird checkerboarding on the screen. And, you know, there's debates on the Series S, you know, people love it, hate it, et cetera, but I've never actually ran into a game that just like this version is not, it's playable, but it is not tested at all. And so that just kind of tells me too, as I'm looking at a 4090 and it's like, kill me, please. This game, it's hard to run. And I'm like, I don't understand. I'm not correlating with what's happening.
I mean, I wish I had more good to say about their first outing, but I really don't. And to the point where we've been here before where we said things like, well, there's good in the bones there, you know, it has good structure, good base. And it's like this one, I don't think it has. Like they need to do their own thing. Like stop trying to copy or keep up with the Joneses. Do your own thing.
Yeah. I think it would have been a lot better if they just would have like you said, did their own thing, but also not try to be everything. And it's annoying more than anything because I think that there could be something here. And but like you said, it's not even the bones. It's just like you can kind of see a lot of the ideas in terms of like they know, like they're competent and like they know how to put a game together,
right?
But like none of it's fun, you know. It's like it works from A to B, you know. It does, like it works, and it you can finish it. And there wasn't, I didn't have any game breaking bugs. Again, it runs like crap, but there you go. And so, but then what's also strange is like now that we've done this, I'm looking at the reviews on Steam and it says very positive. So
yeah, that's
I don't know what y'all are playing.
Again, this is why I'm reaching out, because I'm like, before we recorded, I'm like, what am I missing here? Because this is not it. Now, I don't know what, like, I don't know. The match system is not that great. It's not that fun. It's not that, and it's also not even that easy to use. The telekinesis is hit or miss at times. Again, the control does a lot better.
It's like the game is like needlessly difficult because of that stuff. Like the second time you run into a Drake, like it was difficult and like not like fun difficult. It's like I'm trying to like freeze this thing so I can climb on it, and I climbed on it and then like it flew away and like just threw me off, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like, and it threw me off into this freaking ice world thing. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna use some fire here to try to, but then like I died and it was just like, okay, let me try this again. So I go back and I fight the Drake and it's just like, nope, like it just picks you up and throws you. I'm like, I don't know what you want from me, game. Like I don't know what you want from me. This isn't fun. And then I was like, I'm gonna run away, and I went and fought one of the Titan things and it just kept punching me in the face and it kept grabbing me, because then there's no, it's just none of it's good. None of it meshes well together. And I swear to God, if when you are low on health and she does that thing where like she's like holding her side and running, and it drives me nuts, because it's a completely different animation and you're actually a little bit slower, which is fine. But when I drank my potion, for some reason, it did glitch and she was still running with a little like hand on her side. And then I couldn't climb anything and it drove me nuts. Like I clearly hit a glitch. It drove me nuts. But yeah, I'm ranting at this. Don't play this.
My favorite part was when I had to, I thought I was being clever. I'm like, oh wait, there's land over yonder. I'm over this way. I could build an ice bridge and walk across. Simple. It makes sense, right? This is what you want me to do. So I built this ice bridge carefully and disgustingly. It's just an ugly looking ice bridge. I jump on top of the ice and I just start hurting myself the entire way. I'm like, right, this is dumb. Am I supposed to do this? You know, I don't understand. Like, why does my own things hurt me? If you want me to use it like a bridge or like a ladder or like some sort of traversal object, this is, once I did that and got back to base, I was like, yeah, I'm done. Maybe Corey can find the joy out of this. I cannot.
Yep. Nope. I gave up after about 6 to 7 hours. There was a couple moments where like you find like a little dungeon or something like that. And you have a good time with it, 'cause it's like a little Zelda puzzle, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna use my ability this way. But those are so far and few between that it's just not worth it. Maybe this game will get a lot of patches or something, you know, I don't know, maybe, but this is not one that I'm gonna keep my eyes on by any means. So Eternal Strands, don't play it. We're off to a bad start. Of our third game is this, if we're this, like, absolutely not. So hopefully that means our next game is going to be Metal Slug Tactics will be a better time. But let us know what you think about Eternal Strands from Yellow Brick Games. 574-651-9256 or gpopfans@gmail.com. Again, we seem to be on the opposite end of this one. Granted, like, there's not a ton of reviews. I'm just kind of looking around, see cool concept, but controls feel clunky. Work out the small issues, grappling.
What I think you're reading is, or seeing is, people. I say this nicely. People will they're easily entertained. You know, it's like especially like if you have an Xbox, you don't own a Switch. It's like, oh, this is kind of like Zelda. Right. I'm having fun.
Well,
it's like, are you though?
I want to look at this review. Eternal Strands is a Monster Hunter-like game. They nailed the design and the graphics.
What?
No, I don't quite understand that one.
When did I... Wait. Okay, admittedly, I'm not far in the game. Do you start monster hunting? Like Capcom games?
No,
or do you just fight them?
Not really. No, you just kind of, like, they drop things, but again, like, there's no, you're not really doing
You're not
much
tracking
with it.
Them.
Right. The way that you kill bosses is a fun, unique concept that I really liked. The story was okay, not great, but not bad. The way they implemented armor and health in this game made me play the game with my starting gear. The grind was not worth the small bonuses the armor they gave. It did not feel like I needed to upgrade or make new armor. The one thing that the game that almost made me quit was the worst design climbing mechanic in any game I've ever played. Bosses were easy. This game was fun. Thumbs up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second. Hold on.
You just blew my... Wait, what?
Right.
That's and the this, positive
this another
review.
One, this another one that's recommended. Fun but frustrating. The whole strand thing is more annoying than fun, and climbing is very janky. That being said, give it a try.
What are you talking about?
I think it's kind of funny. The climbing is very janky. Other than that, I like this game. I'm not going to make this like let's go criticize reviews kind of thing. But like I was just more curious. It's just like how are we, like we lately we seem to be on the other ends of things. But if this is what passes as good, maybe we're just out of touch. Maybe we just need to have more fun, Basher.
I'm going to go see Captain America: Brave New World. I'm going to have all the fun.
Yeah, you might be on the opposite side of that one too because I didn't think it was great and people seem to like it. So
crap. Well, I'm black, so I'm going to love it.
Well, I should have known. So, all right, that's going to do with the episode of Game Pass or Pass. We're going to be talking about Metal Slug's Tactics next time. And then we got some other games still on the docket here. Avowed, by the time you listen, this hits tomorrow. And we will definitely be checking that one out. I'm actually looking forward to that one. And we still do have some guest people. We're going to be talking about some Stalker 2. We're going to be talking about some Crash Team Racing. I'm also playing Lonely Mountain Snow Riders. And so we've got some stuff coming. But anything you got to say about Eternal Strands before we officially say don't play it?
No.
Oh, all right. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. Don't play Eternal Strands, and we'll see you next time with Metal Slug Tactics.
Good day, sirs.